The overdose call comes in to Delray Beach Fire Rescue around 7:30 p.m. on a Friday. Firefighter paramedics, they're trained to do both, jump into action and rush to a nearby hotel. But before they can treat this victim, another call comes in.
We have another overdose.
How far do you suppose this is from where we just were?
A block away.
We find a middle-aged woman in a driveway, slumped on a folding chair someone brought out from their house to prop her up. She's unresponsive, her eyes rolled back in her head. Neighbors say a car pulled up to a stop sign, pushed the woman out, and left.
Her head's flopping back, pull the airway open and staggered.
Paramedics pull out an overdose reversal drug and blast it up her nose. She comes to.
Hi, open up your eyes for me, dear.
Check your pockets.
No, let's cut them.
Do you have any needles on you? You're not in trouble, we just don't want to get stuck with anything, okay?
Paramedics load the woman into an ambulance and take off for Delray Medical Center.
All right, that's that.
And Captain Mike Rodriguez gets ready for the next call.
Most of the time we find them inside homes, but the scenario itself is very common.
Too common. Delray Beach is at the epicenter of a South Florida overdose epidemic that claimed more than 1,000 lives last year. And many of those victims were from out of state. They come by the thousands to get well. South Florida has long been a destination for world-class addiction treatment.
You see these wonderful ads, come to South Florida. Beaches, palm trees, ocean breezes, you can get clean.
Michael Bornstein is city manager of Lake Worth. According to an industry report by Optum, 75% of people getting treatment at private rehab centers in Florida came from other states. And with more than 2.5 million Americans addicted to opioids,
we're now having tourists come in for treatment. These young folks in their 20s from New Jersey, New York, Michigan, wherever the heck they're coming from, and their families send them here.
But even with the best treatment, opioid abusers often relapse. And in recent years, the South Florida recovery industry has been rife with corruption.
As soon as they extract all this insurance money from them and they test positive, they kick them out on the street with their wheelie luggage. They don't even ship them back to where they're from. Now they're our problem because they come here, they drop out, they're on the streets.
South Florida drug treatment providers have recently pleaded guilty to charges including healthcare fraud, money laundering, sex trafficking, and kickback schemes. Palm Beach County created its own task force to try to clean up the industry, and lawmakers are trying to strengthen oversight. Sydney Goodman is the founder of Karen Renaissance, one of the oldest and most respected drug treatment providers in the region.
A lot of folks taking advantage of the fact that in Florida, there's really excellent access to care. There's so many treatment facilities. But on the other hand, the looseness of those regulations leads some to, frankly, put the economics of making money in front of quality clinical care.
Andy Amoroso sits on the Palm Beach County League of Cities. He says there are lots of good treatment providers in the region, but
there are South Florida residents that are dealing with these issues and can't always get services, can't always find beds.
Like the woman who got thrown out of the car in Delray Beach. She's a Florida resident.
We're inundated with children from other states. My message would be stop sending your children and your loved ones to South Florida because we're sending them back in body bags.
Amoroso says drug dealers are well aware that the treatment industry draws recovering addicts to South Florida. They often set up shop next door. I'm Peter Hayden in Delray Beach.